Welcome to the Christian Business Concepts with your host, Harold Milby. Christian Business Concepts is dedicated to guiding companies and business owners in becoming effective, efficient, and successful through God's Word and godly principles. Now, here's your host, Harold Milby.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's Christian Business Concepts podcast. I am so very glad that you've downloaded this episode. And if you're new to Christian Business Concepts, I just want to say welcome. You know, our mission here at CBC is to help leaders, to help business owners, and help people find true godly success by applying biblical principles to their business, to their leadership, to their life. You know, and our goal is to make sure that you are encouraged, that you're enlightened, and that you are empowered by each week's episode. And so we're just so glad that you've joined us. Those of you that listen every week, we thank you for joining us again this week. You know, we're on our way to helping 1 million leaders and business owners find true godly success. That's a big goal, but you know, there's nothing too small for God. And so you can help us. I'd love for you to be able to help us, and you do that by sharing this episode and other episodes with three or four other people that you think would really benefit from it and that it would really minister to. And today, before we get into today's topic, I just want to give a big shout out to the city of Houston, Texas, for downloading so many episodes in the last 30 days. Keep up the good work there in Houston. We appreciate you, and we appreciate all of you that listen every week, and we just thank you for that. So I also want to mention that I do travel, and I do speak to leadership groups, to business groups, church leadership. If you have a group of at least 10 to 20 people or more, and I'm more than glad to travel to your city or even join you via video. And we do a half-day seminar, we do a full-day seminar, and we produce all the materials and for everyone in attendance. So if that's something you'd like to pursue, you know, just reach out to me through the CBC website, and that's at christianbusinessconcepts.org. Don't forget to put the .org, not a .com, and let me know what type of seminar that you're looking for, and I'll be able to get in touch with you and discuss that, and we'll put together something for you and your team. And so be glad to do it. Love doing it. Just reach out to us. Okay, let's tackle today's subject. And that subject today is how to develop how to have powerful and scriptural winning attitudes that guarantee success. Now, that's right. I believe, according to God's word, you can have guaranteed success. You know, I literally know of over 100 scriptures that tell us God's desires to bless us and make us successful. Now, here's just two. Jeremiah 29:11. Both of these will be in the Amplified version. But in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." I love that passage. John 10:10, one of my favorite verses in the Amplified, it says, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you may have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." Those are just two great scriptures that talk about success, that talk about being blessed by the God that we serve. You know, William James, an American philosopher, he was also a psychologist, said one time, "The greatest discovery of any generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitude." And, you know, our attitude is so important to us. You know, I learned that years ago when I was a young teenager, and I actually went to some meetings, and I heard some people speak, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale and some other people, and Learning about attitude is just something that changed my life forever. And it has an impact on your life, how, you know, what your attitude is. And there's a lot of benefits. You know, when you have a winning attitude, when you have a positive attitude, when you have specific attitudes that are positive, there are many benefits to that. For example, let me just give you a few. So better health, you know, there's studies that have shown lower heart disease, lower stress levels, much lower percentages of stress-related diseases, and that they are directly related to people's attitude. I think that's really incredible. I remember Dr. Charles Swindoll one time said that, you know, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% of our attitude to what happens to us. And so I think attitude is not talked about enough in the leadership, you know, circles. Howbeit, there's lots and lots of books out there about attitudes. I encourage you to get some and read them, because you can never learn enough about how to have a great attitude. So better health. The next is improved mental health, because some of those same studies show that there's a link between good attitudes and lower levels of anxiety and depression. So, you know, they say that painting a positive outlook improves your resilience. It helps your coping skills in difficult, you know, situations. Next is more creativity. You know, you have a positive attitude, it helps you believe in yourself, which opens your mind up to creative thinking, to innovative thinking. A positive attitude, it kind of fosters this sense of confidence and resourcefulness in addressing all types of issues and obstacles. You know, optimism allows for creative thinking and the ability to see opportunities in a different situation because of your attitude. A person is more solution-focused when they've got a positive attitude. So instead of focusing on the problem, they focus on the solution instead. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, Carl Wallenda, and I've read a lot about him. I just found him interesting. But Carl Wallenda was the greatest tightrope walker in the world. And in 1978, he was walking. He was in downtown San Juan, Puerto Rico. And he was walking a 70-foot-high wire there in downtown San Juan, Puerto Rico. And he fell. He fell to his death. And his wife later was interviewed a few months later, and she talked about that day, and she talked about the 3 months that led up to that that horrible day. And she said that, you know, for the first time since I was married to Carl, she said that he, for the 3 months leading up to this, you know, this event, he talked about falling. He talked about not wanting to fall. He talked about the things that would hinder him, the things that would not go right. And he was even in charge this time of making sure the rope was put in place and it was done a certain way. And he had never done that before. So he focused on the negative for 3 months prior to this event. And she said that was unlike him, that he normally was always very positive, but this time he spent more time talking about the negative side of it than he did the positive. And you know, the results were not very good. So it's so important that we have a positive attitude. It helps us to be more productive and motivated, you know, not just at work, but in our lives, in most every area of our life. You know, you stay more focused and you're more proactive in what you're doing. You know, successful relationships will also be a product of having a good, a positive attitude, because, you know, a positive person, they tend to be more empathetic, they tend to be more compassionate, more supportive. You know, optimism and positivity, they just kind of create this uplifting environment. you know, and it really helps to build strong connections. And part of that is better communication, because that also helps to build stronger connections. And so you can have more successful relationships. You know, another is overcoming adversity easier. You know, a person that has a positive attitude doesn't give up. And so they have this ability to overcome adversity a little bit easier because of their positive attitude. You know, John Maxwell said one time, he said, the leader's attitude is like a thermostat for the place they work. And if their attitude is good, the whole atmosphere is pleasant and the environment is easy to work in. But if their attitude is bad, the temperature is insufferable. And it you know, your attitude is not just affecting your own personal life. It's affecting everything and everyone around you. It also increases your resilience. You know, when you get into a tough situation, it helps you to be more resilient. It builds emotional resilience, and that just helps you to bounce back from setbacks, bounce back from adversity, bounce back from failures. It just helps you to bounce back so much quickly, so much more quicker. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about resilience. We're talking about bounce back. It also boosts self-confidence. You know, it contributes to a really strong sense of self-worth and confidence in your abilities. You know, people like this, people who have these types of attitudes, they believe in their potential for the future success. They believe in who they are. They're willing to take more challenges because they believe in themselves. They're more apt to pursue their goals with determination and courage, you know, because of this additional self-confidence or this strong self-confidence. And then you get a greater sense of life satisfaction. I mean, you just feel more fulfilled. When you have a positive attitude, you feel more fulfilled. You know, positivity enhances these feelings of gratitude and contentment and happiness. And that, my friend, contributes to a higher quality of life. And that's why I'm so big about having a positive attitude. You know, I have a friend, and he's actually in ministry. His name is Mike Murdoch, and I love Mike. And Mike is the guy that, you know, he studies the wisdom of God's word, and you know, he's just an incredible person to be around. He's an incredible person. He writes, written many books. But you know, he wrote an article one time, and it just said 50 important facts and keys that you should know about attitude. And I'm not going to read all 50 of them, but I'm going to read off a few of them that he had in this particular article. He said, "Your attitude is more important than your gifts and talents." Now let that sink in for a little bit, because a lot of us have worked our lives through our gifts and through our talents, but yet the most important thing that we could be focused on is our attitude. Our attitude is more important than our gifts and talents. Next, he said, you're responsible. You are. You are responsible for changing your own attitude. That's up to you. Nobody can change your attitude but you. He also says, your attitude is the power tool used by God to reconstruct circumstances around you. So you're saying, Harold, are you saying to me that I can have a situation, but just by changing my attitude, I can change my situation? Yes, I am saying that. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I think that you can. He goes on and says that what you magnify in your mind is controlling your attitude. Let's go back to Carl Wallenda, you know, when he fell. You know, again, what you magnify in your mind is controlling your attitude. And so, you know, what was magnified in his mind was falling. And that controlled his attitude. And the consequences were very bad, unfortunately. It says, he goes on and says this, Mike says, you will never change your attitude until you see the ultimate reward for changing it. And that's a big factor right there. There's a lot of people who walk around with negative attitudes, bad attitudes. And part of the reason they don't change is because they don't see the benefit of changing. They don't see what the better outcome would be. They don't see the reward for changing their attitude. But trust me, a great attitude has such a powerful impact on your life. Then another thing that he says is your attitude is controlling the flow of favor in your life. It controls the flow of favor in your life. If you want to have favor with people, then you've got to have a positive attitude. It's that simple. It really is. Next, your attitude is attracting or repelling the right people into your life. See, I believe that people can feel your attitude. They can feel your attitude. They can see it. They can sense it. It's on your countenance. It's in the way you speak. It's in the words that you use. Your attitude is seen. People can feel it. And I believe that your attitude is going to either retract the right people into your life, or if you've got a bad attitude, it will repel the right people that should be in your life. You know, as a Christian business leader, it's important. It's really, really important to embody winning attitudes that align with your faith and your values. I'm not just talking about positive attitudes that the world says you should have. I'm talking about positive attitudes that the Word of God says you should have and how these can really impact your life. You know, these attitudes won't only guide you in you achieving success in the business world, but also these attitudes that we're going to talk about will help you live out your Christian life in a day-to-day setting. And so we're going to explore these key winning attitudes that you need to cultivate as a Christian business leader, as a Christian person, a Christian leader over an organization, whether it be a church and a nonprofit organization, really anybody. This will benefit anyone. So let's dive into to some of these biblical attitudes that I think are foundational for achieving and guaranteeing, as I said, you achieving success from a Christian perspective, all right? So let's look at number one. Number one is, to me, one of the most powerful attitudes that you can have as a man or woman of God, and that is live limitless. Live limitless. In other words, there is nothing that can't be done. There's nothing you can't accomplish. There's nothing that you can't do. When I think of people like that, I think of Abraham Lincoln. And I think of how many times he tried to be elected and failed. But then yet he became one of our presidents and guided us through one of the toughest periods of time in U.S. history. But he lived limitless. There was nothing he felt like he couldn't do. And all great business leaders, all great political leaders, all great leaders in the world today, one of the things they'll have in common is that they don't feel there's anything they can't do if they put their mind to it. In other words, they have this attitude of limitless, and you need to live limitless. What are some of the action steps that you can do to live limitless? Well, first of all, have a place to copy down your dreams and your vision. You know, if you've got dreams, and I've been accused of having big dreams, and guess what? I love it. I love having big dreams. I love putting God on the spot because God, there's nothing that he can't do. There's nothing he can't do. So I take and I write those down, and I put them somewhere. I put them in a binder. And so you can use a binder, you can use your computer and put them in a file, put them in a document, but have a place where you can write them down, put them to paper, put them to ink, put them in a computer, but write them down, copy them down, your dreams, your vision, you know, put it down. And then pursue things. I want you to pursue things as if you had all the money, all the resources, all the power, or all the manpower that you need to get it done. Forget about that. Don't worry about, well, I don't have the money, but I'd like to do this. No, don't worry about it. Put it down. Write it down. And pursue those things as if you had all the money in the world and all the manpower and all the resources. Then Don't spend time on limited thinking. Don't spend time on that. Don't spend time on thinking of why you can't do something. You spend all your time thinking of why you can do something. Trust me. Listen, at my age, I've been around long enough to know how impactful having an attitude in your life, like live limitless, how that attitude can have such a positive effect on your life. And I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference. So you need to see this and live limitless. You know, Matthew 19, 26 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things. All things are possible. You know, in Psalm 78, verses 40 and 41, and I'll give you a little background here. This is where they had, he's talking about the children of Israel when they were led out of out of Egypt. And they were led out of Egypt, and you know, they get to the promised land, and you remember they sent the 12 spies in, 10 came back with a negative report, and then they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And Psalms is making a statement about that period of time. And in Psalm 78, 40, 41, he said, how often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Listen, there is no limit to what God can do in your life and through your life. Trust me, there is no limit. So you need to have an attitude that's live limitless in your life. All right, next, the next attitude is trust in God's guidance and provision in all your business endeavors. Everything that you do, trust God's guidance and for God's provision. Make sure you have that attitude. And what are some action steps? Well, you need to start and end each day that you are alive. Start it and end it with prayer. That's important. That is so important. And then you seek God's wisdom in your decision-making processes. You know, seek His wisdom. Look to God's wisdom. And then trust in God's timing. Trust in God's timing and His plan for your business. You know, in Proverbs, it talks about lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. I believe that God will direct you. I know He has in my life so many times. And there have been times that He was trying to direct me and I didn't go His way. And I got to tell you, it came back to bite me. It came back as a very negative circumstance in my life. Listen, trust Him, because He can see into the future. He knows what's going to happen to you. And so we just need to trust Him. Trust Him and believe in what God can do in your life by giving you this direction. All right, number three attitude that we need to have. You need to have an attitude that upholds very high ethical standards and being truthful in all your business dealings. That's got to be an attitude. You've got to choose to do that. And some of your action steps, you need to lead by example. You need to demonstrate integrity in your actions. You need to be transparent and honest in your communication with your employees, with clients, with stakeholders. Don't play mind games with people. You know, I have, you know, worked for people. I remember, you know, I took a position and I told the person there, I said, you know, I don't play mind games, and if you decide that that's how you want to work with me, I'll be gone. I don't play with people. I don't deal with people who play mind games, and I don't play mind games. You be transparent with people and be honest with people and make decisions that are morally and ethically sound. Those are very important things to do, and that's a great attitude. That's just a really great attitude to have. You know, next, the next attitude you should have is lead with a heart of service and humility. You know, follow the example of Jesus. You know, what are some action steps for you? Well, put the needs of your employees and your customers above your own. Now that's kind of a hard thing to do sometimes, but you need to really look at it from that attitude. Look at it from that perspective, and you need to listen actively and empathetically to the concerns that other people have. The thing about listening is that a lot of people think they're listening. They're not. They're hearing someone speak, but they're not really listening to them speak. What's important about listening is you need to listen to understand. That should be what's in your mind, is I want to understand what this person is saying. And so, but you need to put the needs of your employees and your customers above your own, and then listen actively. Another thing that you can do as an action step is you lead by serving and empowering those that are under your leadership. If you are a micromanager, if you are a controlling person, you're going to struggle in business, and you're going to struggle to be an effective leader. I've seen that. I've watched it play out. And that's why I know that that's a true statement. And so you need to empower other people to do work and that are under your leadership. You empower them. And what you're doing is you're multiplying yourself. You know, we've heard that before. You know, you feed a man a fish and you feed him for a day, but you teach a man how to fish and you feed him for the rest of his life. And that's the attitude that we need to have. We need to have this service, this humble service kind of an attitude. You know, John Maxwell says your attitude determines your actions and your actions determine your accomplishments. You know, Herb Keller, former CEO of Southwest Airlines. Yeah, he's the co-founder and was the CEO for Southwest for a long time. And he was really a huge supporter of servant leadership. He believed that the business of business is people. That was something he used to say all the time. The business of business is people. And as CEO, he was really responsible for the 10 customer-first principles that were the foundation for the airline's rapid growth. It was a customer-first policy. And then he also implemented a set of employees-first principles. And these were focused on fulfilling the needs of the employees. And by doing this, he really created a workplace that really created a lot of respect for individuals. Anybody and everybody, employees, customers, and consequently, they did very, very well within that company. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. I'm not going to finish this today. I want you to come back next week when we continue to talk about this, and we'll finish it up then. But I'm so glad that you joined the podcast today. So glad that you became a part of it. And let me pray with you right now. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for those who have come and downloaded this episode, this podcast, Lord. We thank you that they are blessed, that they are ministered to by your words, Lord. And Lord, we thank you this day, Lord, for helping us all to have biblical winning attitudes and help us to know and believe that you desire, Lord, for us to succeed. And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Well, I look forward to next week coming to you, and we'll finish this up, and I'm so glad. Hey, be sure to reach out to 3 or 4 people, share this podcast episode with them, and until then, always remember that Jesus is Lord, and he wants you blessed.
Thank you for tuning into this week's Christian Business Concepts podcast. Go to ChristianBusinessConcepts.com for more information and resources. Be sure to check out other podcasts that will help you take your business and your personal life to a whole new level of success.